Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
The jury, as of this recording, is still out. They've already come back once and said, we can't get to a verdict. The judge has sent them back. Bob Mata, defense attorney, is with us, along with Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent. So let's play it out. Let's go down the scenario of they do come back with a hung jury. There is no verdict. Will the Commonwealth try this again? We were talking in another segment about you can't do a bench trial on a first-degree murder charge. Do they recharge it to go to a bench trial just so we can get through this damn thing with some sort of conclusion? Or do they keep hitting their head against a wall over and over and Lindsay Clancy is going to be tried until she's in her 80s? My prediction is she probably makes an exit on her own fruition before we get there. But what do you think happens here, Bob, if they do have a hung jury?
I don't know. I honestly don't. Like I've been saying before the trial started, I've told you, like, and we've agreed on that. Like I've practiced for a long time and I can't think of a more difficult case for a jury to try to reach a verdict on. And it's basically because of the things we've been talking about in our last two segments. You have people of the mindset, like, you know, I mean, we could just look through our chat, you know, Palm Tree G wanting help and actually following through properly on that help are two different things. And Lindsay Clancy neglected the latter part. I disagree completely. I absolutely disagree completely. I think she did. I'm going to go ahead and take Lindsay's mother-in-law, Sue Clancy's word over yours, Palm Tree, and what she said on the stand when she testified on behalf of her ex-daughter-in-law who had ended the life of her grandchildren was that begging for help. She called the suicide hotline twice. They said, well, you don't have a plan. We're going to give you some resources. Here's a pamphlet. Good luck with that. She tried to get into the postpartum program at Women's and Children in Rhode Island. They said they took her in for a day. They said, unfortunately, we can't allow you into the program because you're over-medicated. She went in for 5 days at a skeleton crew at McLean. And basically, she said, you know, I'd like to get home for my kid's birthday. He said, well, you know, you seem like you're doing better. Pats her on the head and gets her out. When she was there, the therapy she received was, you know, doing a little coloring, playing with some clay. And
yeah, I thought that was interesting. Coloring in clay.
As long as we're able to tell ourselves that we're attending to them, they're getting their service and we're checking a box, but we're not actually checking what we're checking the box for. That's
we
become a society of check the box so we feel good and we can tell ourselves we've done the right thing. But what's actually being done is shit.
Bob, I got a question for you.
I would ask Palm Tree, what else should she have done?
Well, and that's my question. So Coffin Duffer asked me a question yesterday I didn't have an answer for because I couldn't think of anything. I want to know if you have one. Coffin Duffer asked, so did Lindsay do anything wrong?
Ever is basically. No, did she do anything wrong throughout this entire ordeal?
I think she underreported. But she underreported because every woman, if you talk to women that have gone through it and are talking about how they don't feel comfortable bringing forth everything that they may be going through out of fear of consequences, whether it be I lose my kids, I lose my nursing license, my husband leaves me. I get sectioned and I'm stuck in a like all those really that to me, that's where this lives. Like yeah. There has to be legislation. I have somebody on my live right now. Her name's Lisa Tremaine. She has an amazing clinic and she's got 47 women in there with their kids right now that she brings them all in. She brings in the women. They're allowed to report fully what's going on with them with no repercussions. It's all confidential. The kids are there, so they continue the mother-child bond. The women are monitored constantly. They then bring in the families. What this woman is doing is incredible.
Yeah. And
that woman, Lisa Tremaine, who is based out of New Jersey, she saves lives.
Hmm.
If Lindsey Clancy had been aware of Lisa Tremaine, had gone in, And even just brought Callan with her so that she could work it through, whether it takes, and they live there. Mm-hmm. They live in this in this center and they receive the treatment on a daily basis. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. When they're good, that's when they leave. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it takes a week, if it takes months. They like that's what was missing here. Yeah. And it's what's missing all over this country. And for me to see women that turn on a woman who clearly was going through it, because there's one thing that's not a debate anymore. Like everybody agreed, she had a mental disease or defect. Now people are, you know, the sides are arguing about exactly what it was,
yeah.
But there was no question in terms of this case that she had a mental disease or defect at the time of these homicides.
Everyone agreed.
So, you know, I mean, for me, man, it's like, my hope has been that, these children, these beautiful children that lost their lives, who we all care about. There's no more disgusting comment than saying that when we're talking about trying to focus on stopping this from happening in the future and using this case as the jump off point to really have the discussions and have the law changed so that women can feel free to do what Lisa Tremaine is doing, because women don't feel like they can be completely honest about what's going on for all the reasons that I just discussed. So when they underreport, this is the result you can get. Now, this is obviously the worst case scenario. And this was, you know, you can't forget the fact that we're like in the second year or for like in the middle of the, I don't know what, like a year and a half into the shutdown. And we're just coming out of it. Telemedicine had become the norm.
Yeah,
because that was the only way. Like, it was this perfect storm of shit that was going on. On top of the fact that she just wasn't receiving the treatment that she needed, you can't just throw drugs at people without the other part of it, which is the actual therapy. You know, you can't have it where if she says I'm having intrusive thoughts and you ask one question about it, well, what? Oh, well, you know, of like harming myself or my kids. And then you don't follow up and say, well, I need details. Like any good doctor is going to say, I need more. I need to hear everything that you're thinking. Like that never took place with her, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know what she's disclosing to her mother or her husband. We know from her journal, you know, that she was feeling the distance between her and Pat growing because this had been going on for 4 months. You know, a woman is going to be conscious of the fact that, like, you know, I've been going through this for 4 months and I'm like torturing my husband. And, you know, I get the arguments that Pat should have said, you know what, fuck it. You get into that bed and you get right. I want to take care of everything. And like, and that's a fair argument.
And it
that's
wasn't just him, assessment. Though. The whole family stood by her. That's what is still the most unbelievable thing to me. When everyone argues anything on this, that with their opinion on the outside, I said, I stand with the family. I stand with the family on what their assessment of her was, because it's, I've never seen anything so congruent. I'm curious what it's going to look like at sentencing, no matter what happens, and when the victim impact statements get up. They, you know, they stand with her. They saw something was wrong. They saw the break, you know, after the fact, because again, everyone's got the armchair quarterback going, you know, after everything happened. And there's no unhealthy wobbles prior to that on behalf of family or observers.
I'm a northerner, but I live in the South now, and so I've actually taken up a colloquialism of the South. Bless your heart, yep. During this, and that's something I never used in my life. I never really know what it meant. I know what it means now, and I've been
saying
it.
That means you're a nutter.
Well, no, it means you have no experience. Yourself.
It means it pretty much means that. It means essentially you say it when someone has no clue what the hell they're talking about, but they really think they know what they're talking about. Right. And there's so many people in this case that are watching it, and bless your heart, everyone is free to their own opinion without a doubt, but you can so spot someone who has never had any experience in their life with mental health crises of their own or people immediately around them by the way they react to this case. And bless your heart that you've never had that. Thank God you've never had that, because I too was just as ignorant as some of these comments before I encountered the insanity of what mental health crises can be like in your life. And you start trying to understand them and you try to start making sense of it and you learn a lot more and you educate yourself a lot more and you end up with a very different understanding than the kind of closed off world that we all come into until we're actually confronted with these sort of nightmares head on. And once you've hit it head on, you don't ever see things the same way again. And there's a lot of people who, again, bless their hearts, have never had to be there. Consider yourself fucking lucky. Oh, just man. Consider yourself lucky. Preach. Shut the fuck up.
Preach.
It's kind of what I feel like. I mean,
there's people out there saying, God bless it. You know, bless their hearts to the three of us too, I'm sure.
So. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure like, too, but you know what?
Chicken Chow Mein saying it.
Right. Fucking lived it. So I can speak on it a bit. And it's, yeah, I mean, it's, living in a world with someone who's going, I never had postpartum psychosis with a partner, but I had depression that she was going through and a bunch of other shit too. And oh my God, I mean, it is, I have a ton of empathy for Patrick and everybody who's like, you should have done this. You should have done that. Should he have checked with you on TikTok first before he took a breath and then went out and had a night to himself to breathe after 3 years of after three children and postpartum every time and the headache and the nightmare and the emotionally, you know, soul destroying moments that come along with it? Should he have never done anything to take a breath for himself? Should he have not found love in 3 years and 3 years too soon? I mean, it's just fucking maddening
to try to fill the gaping hole
in their lives with attacking someone else trying to find Santa.
The loss of the three children, the loss of his wife, God. Because that's not his wife that's still alive. And then I still can't, because again, we're talking about the war issue and people in combat, the survivor's guilt he must have. I can't even fathom, you know, because all these things that people are piling on him on, do you think he hasn't thought that a million times over the last 3+ years, every single day of his life that he, I mean, how could he not think in terms of, if I had only done this, I'd have three babies still? How can, let alone the loss of them. So that's why, like, when I lost my cool on Friday with that same con, yeah. I lose it on these things when don't ever assume how parents feel about their kids and place your own shit on it, because you are way off the mark.
Well, it's a good thing Karen in Paducah is here to keep us all on the up and up.
Look, man, I just want to say this before we wrap. I am so, so thankful that you two guys in particular are in my life, especially in a case like this. It can feel lonely out there, yes, as a man, you know, speaking on this, because in terms of postpartum, we have no fucking business talking about it. Yeah. But in terms of the importance and the understanding of mental health and mental illness, man, to have two guys like you that are of the same mindset is so fucking important to me. So I thank you both,
and likewise,
for being the men that you are.
Try being a law enforcement guy, former FBI, standing like this. I'm standing against everyone as well. It's just crazy.
And everyone who's standing up and really taking the time, I really appreciate. I do, you know, this is an interesting case where a lot, I mean, and there is a lot of dig in and people aren't going to change their opinions. But honestly, I've in this case more than others recently, I have seen from a lot of comments of, I went into it this way, and you know what? I'm thinking about it differently because I educated myself. That's good. That's all I ask anyone asks is just take the time, absorb the information, let it stew a little bit, and then come out. Don't come back with the bumper sticker answer the moment you hear the name.
And no
take
one's
a moment.
And we're not trying to say free her. No, I want her locked away and getting help. The only ad is that I'm adding the end getting help, you know, but locked away. Hell yeah. What are you? Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone. That's where
she needs to be locked away and hell get the help that she needs. Yeah. All right. No we'll wrap it up. Your thoughts in the comments section. Bob, you're still live over on Defense Diaries right now.
Indeed.
Send him over there. Go check out Defense Diaries right after this. You're going to be continuing over there, and I'm sure the conversation's going to be great. So continue the live coverage and watch it over on Defense Diaries and press subscribe wherever you get the podcast. Robin, he has a new masterclass out.
Oh, yeah.
It just dropped late last week. Robin, tell them more.
Yeah, my class on masterclass is be the person everyone trusts. How do you become the person everyone trusts? Critical thinking, basically what we're talking about here is how do you have deep empathy to understand other people from the standpoint so you can make those connections and be the person that everyone wants in their lives and trust.
I'll put the link in the description or a masterclass. Search Robin Drake and you will find his class. So go check that out. All right, press subscribe. We'll continue our conversation in the comments. Go over to Defense Diaries if you're watching us right now, and he'll pick up more coverage over there.
Listen to Buried.
Yeah, and Buried too. All right. Until next time, for Robin, for Todd, for Bob, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.